Coming up, NFL Week 6 with the Cuz. I think the Pats are dead. Yikes. Next.
Manche geben immer alles. Für andere fühlt sich das aber vielleicht einfach zu viel an. Ganz egal, wie du zu dem Thema stehst. Dokumentiere deine Entscheidung jetzt ganz einfach digital im Organspenderegister. Ja oder nein? Deine Entscheidung ist nur einen Klick entfernt. Fühlt sich bestimmt gut an, das geregelt zu haben, oder? Jetzt online eintragen auf organspende-register.de.
We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. We're having new rewatchables going up on Monday night. We did So I Married an Axe Murderer, the Mike Myers movie from 30 years ago. It's the anniversary. Me, Chris Ryan, Sean Fennessy. Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for Tuesday on this feed. Me and Rosillo and House, we are doing the big NBA over-unders extravaganza. Taping it tomorrow. It'll be running, I think, as a two or a three-parter on Tuesday. So clear out your calendars. NBA is coming. It is time to do some over-unders. We are going to bring in Cousin Sal for Guest Alliance Week 7 and special appearance for Joe House as well as in the second half of the podcast. He's going to do Guest Alliance with us because he's in town. We've been eating all day. We've been watching football all day. Can't wait to talk about it. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, we're taping this. It is 8:45 Pacific time. Just watched a bizarre Giants-Bills game to cap off an absolutely bizarre day of football. Week 6. We should have known. You guys did the Wise Guys show in the beginning, and we were like, some weird smells here today. Can't really figure out where the scents are coming from. Something weird's going to happen. We tried to target the Cleveland game. Cleveland beat San Francisco, and somehow that didn't end up being the weirdest result. What was the weirdest thing that happened today for you?
I guess that I won money, I think, is the weirdest thing. I had a lot tied to that Bills game, just like you had a lot tied to the Eagles, but that was, that was insanity. I did not need a heart attack like that this late at night on a Sunday.
Well, also the survivor pools, I think Buffalo and Miami were like the two big ones if you hadn't used Miami yet. Let's start with, Browns Niners, because I thought that was the most meaningful game from a season standpoint. Do you want to start?
We called it last Sunday night. We never called the game like that. We said it was going to be ugly. We said the weather would be bad. I think I'm going to get my media.
We said the Niners are going to get beaten up. That guy.
You said you called
the
injuries. Yeah, I'm getting my meteorology license if I can pronounce it. I mean, it was. I don't think we made a lot of money.
No. I don't think we did either. I had them in $1 million picks. I had them tied to the Cards in a money line parlay that lost. But Jake Moody missed the game-winning field goal. I felt like the right team won. I thought the Browns, their defense was so great in that game. They were all over the place. And Stefanski, who if you're thinking about long shot Browns odds or any type of bets, you just tear the tickets in half. I just don't think he's a competent enough coach. Some of the stuff they're doing on offense where you have the lead, you have momentum, your defense is just crushing this Niners team. And over and over again, PJ Walker is just like doing stuff and trying to make plays offensively. And to me, this was just a run three plays, punt, let your defense take it from there. And for some reason, they were just incapable of doing it and they needed the lucky field goal at the end to win.
Yeah, the missed field goal. If you're a 49ers fan, you shouldn't be worried because this was a trap game, right? We said it after the big Sunday nighter against the Cowboys. Why do they care about going to Cleveland and winning by a lot? I think it opened at 3.5 when we did it on Sunday because we thought Deshaun was playing. And that's a whole other thing. Like, I don't know why everyone's not opening this up. Like, there are reports like, but he's going to play next week. Like, how do you know? If he didn't practice at all, no one ever reports that a guy's going to play next week if he didn't practice at all the week before. There's some shenanigans going on there if we can't figure it out. But, McCaffrey getting banged up. They had offensive line injuries and, Deebo Samuel out. And they still, like you said, were a field goal miss away from doing it.
Trent Williams was a little banged up. We mentioned last week, this is the type of game, the biggest question we had on the Niners was, could they stay intact for 5 months with three skill position guys who just have had a tendency to just disappear for chunks of time. And, you know, are guys that take a lot of hits, and this was the type of game where they were going to take a lot of hits. So you had that piece. I think I set the over under at two, and then we couldn't decide whether it was an under or an over. Cleveland's defense, 1,003 yards allowed in five games, which is the third fewest since the 1970 merger.
Wow. Wow.
They go into this game with the Deshaun thing. At least they know this time that he's not playing, probably. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't play, and they have PJ Walker gets reps. We didn't realize when we were doing the pod last week that the guy who started last week didn't know he was playing until 2.5 hours before the game. I'm with you, though. This Watson story is bizarre. They clear him to play 2 weeks ago. He ends up deciding he's not going to play. They have a bye week coming up. And we talked last week, or whenever this was, 2 weeks ago, about, oh, well, you know, maybe they're just trying to be careful. And now he doesn't play again.
And he didn't go to Houston during the bye, right, to rehab, but still cleared to play. So it didn't really matter. You know, I'm going to say it.
Neither of us know anything.
No, I'm going to say it. He's a selfish guy.
What are you doing? What are you trying to get? You trying to get on ESPN.com with some video? Because
he's selfish. I think I'm going to go as far as to say he's just a selfish human being. No, I don't know. It's a
you
mess.
You can't see Sal's face, but he's laughing as he's doing this. We're doing the ESPN how to get on the front page of the website content.
I'm laughing through tears because I have the Browns to win this division. I think it's a solid bet if their quarterback could play when he's able to play. Like, I don't know. And they've won anyway. And I still like it because they're 3-2 and have a nice home field advantage, it seems. And you're right. I think they allow like 3.1 yards per play.
They were awesome.
It's insane.
My shit detector is going off with the Deshaun story, and I think yours is too. Something doesn't add up, and I don't know what the real story is, but I don't feel like we're hearing it. And I fully expect tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, some sort of something to come out where it's like, oh, actually, this is what's going on. And I don't know what it is.
Could someone whisper us the real story, like Michelle Tafoya call in or something? Well, anybody.
Well, if they cleared him to play 2 weeks ago and he's still hurt, then that means their doctors are terrible. So, something doesn't add up with this. The Stefanski piece, him and Staley are the two guys over and over, like these guys that get aggressive in their own territory because the analytics tell them to, and you know they don't seem to have any sense for what the game is. And in this game, it's like, man, we have a lead. Our defense is going to keep this lead. Let's not fuck up the lead. He's got PJ Walker throwing from his own 10. I'm
with you on Stefanski, but I don't think any of these coaches we thought were good know how to hold a lead, including McDermott and including Sirianni and you know, all these guys, these teams that go far. And we're going to get to those games in a minute, but for God's sakes, it's a mystery every game.
Yeah, this was a just run and punt game. I crowdsourced a couple Browns fans. First of all, it was the biggest upset win they've had just from a Vegas spread standpoint since 2010. Mm-hmm. It has to be in the running for like one of the biggest wins they've had since they got the team back in 1999. I mean, I'm sure there was a Baker Mayfield game. I'm sure there was a game during the Derek Anderson era, but this was just an awesome win. They do it at home. They do it in like the, you know, this punch mouth style, and then they get this lucky break at the end when the guy shanks what seemed to be slightly harder kick than the Niners were given credit for. They seem very happy to do a 41 yarder on grass and not awesome weather with a guy who hadn't been in a lot of spots like that.
So, I would love to ask a kicker, like, hey, does it make, because in my mind and in your mind, it makes a difference if you get it to 35 yards away versus 41 or 42, right? Would a kicker admit that, or are they just too proud to say, hey, man, I'm nailing them from 55 in practice, so I don't care. Put me anywhere.
There must be some range where they're like, I'm lights out. Because Elliott in the Eagles-Jets games we're about to talk about, he missed a 37-yarder, and that guy has hit the point when he misses a field goal, I'm shocked.
Yeah, you would like, Rory McIlroy wouldn't be like, yeah, man, I'll putt it from 14 feet or 6 feet. I don't care. It's like, no, there's a percentage where you're better. You got a sweet spot for sure. Yeah.
Brock Purdy, you just say bad weather. He was due for one of those, or did he vindicate a lot of people who were saying, can everybody settle down on this Brock Purdy thing? He's got great weapons. He's got a really good offensive line. and he's not nearly as good as he's looked these first 5 weeks. All those people are somehow right. He did have some weapons pulled out of this game. Trent Williams is playing hurt. Worst possible situation. Not great weather. He's going against the best defense in the league. But I will say, I'm filing it away for January because who knows where they're playing. But they, in January, and especially now that the season drags on, could be, you know, the last weekend in January or something. It could be like a 15, 20 degree. It's hard not to think about this game 3 months from now, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the worst thing that could happen to him is me screaming about how he needs to get a contract extension, even though he's not due for one for like a year and a half all week long. But I think we could answer one thing fairly definitively between him and McCaffrey as far as MVP for the team. It's McCaffrey, right? It's got to be Christian McCaffrey.
Right. Yeah. Eagles, Jets.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where to start here. I won't bring myself in first. I can get to my part in this game later. I just want to say the Jets are 3-3.
Yeah.
They're still alive. If you go through the AFC, KC and Miami are 5-1. Baltimore, Jacksonville, and Buffalo are all 4-2. Pittsburgh and Cleveland are 3-2. And then Indy, Houston, the Jets, Vegas, and Cincinnati are all 3-3. So there's only three teams with a below 500 record. The Jets, even with Rodgers, probably would have been happy to get out of that gauntlet they had 3-3.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Like, I don't think they would have gotten 4-2 with Rodgers. They might have gone 2-4.
No, because they won that Bills game that, you know, maybe they don't, maybe Rodgers getting knocked out might have weirdly hurt the Bills because they let up. Who knows? But this game, I mean, they don't have either corner. The Eagles are up 14-3, which when you have Zach Wilson against, like, a good defense, and the Eagles didn't have Jalen Carter for this game, but you would think an 11-point lead against Zach Wilson, you're probably good. You know, maybe take that money out of the bank account and, or start mentally spending it. I don't know what happened to Hurts on that 3rd-and-9. I mean, the game was slipping away, and we were watching it here in my house, joking about how it felt scripted. It was like, if you're going to script a terrible loss that screws over basically everybody on the planet who threw the Eagles into a tease, myself included. I had them multiple teases. This was the script. But then it still looked like they were going to win. And then 3rd-and-9 from midfield, under 2 minutes, where it's basically like, just run the ball one more time, punt, make Zach Wilson go 60 yards. He's not going to do it. And Hurts just throws in a double coverage. It was like either guy could have picked it. And then all of a sudden the Jets are winning. That was the worst, dumbest pass that any good quarterback has thrown this year.
And the Bills almost did it too. It wouldn't have been as bad because it wasn't intercepted, but it was incomplete to the tight end. But I think there's like two or three plays you do there, and you can almost do them all at once, right? I think it's a quick out. You got to keep that clock moving, right? Against no timeouts. Because the best result is pinning, you know, if the Jets have to have the ball with no timeouts, Zach Wilson with like a minute 15 left, and that is 15. Is what, 8-1 to score, something like that? But
like a quick out, 60 yards.
Yeah, quick out, take it yourself, Hurts. Or I don't know what else, what are the other tush push? Does tush push work for 9 yards? I don't think so. Got to keep that clock running though.
Four turnovers for them. They scored no points from the second quarter on. Lane Johnson left the game, I think, in the second quarter. So it put him in the MVP, you know, race too, because the moment he left the game, they did jack shit. Salah, who talks a lot of shit after the game, he was like, 3-3, we went through a gauntlet. We played six good quarterbacks, and guess what? None of them had a good game, or whatever he said. He was throwing some darts. His clock management is appalling. Like, them scoring with a minute 48 left to give the Eagles the ball back as fast as they did. None of the Eagles were even trying to tackle Breece Hall. I feel like this has happened to them before where they've just mangled the situation, but they end up winning anyway.
Was that bad, or was that like 53-47 letting them score? Like, I agree with you, and I'm sure the Eagles were psyched when they scored the touchdown. But the equation is 55 seconds to get a field goal with no timeouts, or a minute 46 to get a touchdown with two timeouts. It's probably not that different. It's dumb. I would rather...
Don't you want him to go down at the one and then you run it in on the next play? Or like, I thought the whole goal was to chew up. We've seen so many of these. Maybe I'm confusing myself.
I know.
I just know the Eagles didn't try to tackle them. So obviously they wanted them to score.
Right, exactly. They wanted that. But to me, like, not killing the clock was worse. What the Eagles did, what Hurts throwing the interception was worse than that. But can I just say this in terms of the injury and the two starters out, the starting cornerbacks out? Unless it's a quarterback, I'm not falling for the injury report anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
You're breaking up with the injury report?
No, forget it. It's not even a factor anymore. D-backs are out. I like that team even more now, you know? You're on Tinder, you swipe to someone who has scarlet fever, go for it. Yeah, do it. That's better. I don't know how many big games are won with linemen out and stuff like that. The Packers won big games without the guy who's always injured, Bakhtiari, you know, two linemen out. That's my team. I don't care. I'm flying the team flag over my garage.
I teased the Eagles with multiple teams. I threw their money line in I think at least one other bet. I was just like, how are they going to lose to Zach Wilson if Sauce Gardner and DJ Hall aren't playing? That's ridiculous. I don't know what their game plan was. They have AJ Brown and Devonta Smith. Now, they also made a bunch of bad plays. Like, Smith dropped one. I think they were up 5.
That was
bad. And he dropped a 30-yard pass right over the middle, and they just would have had first down and 10 in the midway through the fourth quarter from like the 20. And that was one of those, you're like, oh, hope that doesn't go back to haunt him. But I have no idea why they weren't just chucking it against those cornerbacks.
You got to score more than 14. I know Lane Johnson went out, but you have to score more than 14 against that team.
And Hurts will have these like one or two times a year where he just has a look on his face and a demeanor to him. Like, it's not going his way. It's like, you're the quarterback. Right. Come on. Like, even Josh Allen, who was not good today, he still rose to the occasion when it mattered, and he threw, Josh Allen.
Two men in this planet can make that throw.
That was a bad throw, by the way. I know he completed it, but that was a little too dangerous. I don't know how that wasn't intercepted.
Unnecessary.
Somebody put the dots, you know, they have those dots on Twitter, and the dots were like, it was basically, how was that completed? I got killed. I broke my rule of I didn't want to have too much capital tied to one team. I was really trying to split it up. So if I was wrong, I was wrong. But after watching that entire game, I don't know how the Jets won. I really don't. Their defense was good. There's no question. Crabb really helped them. Zach Wilson didn't have an interception, which I think the odds of that had to be at least 1-2.
Yeah.
But I still don't know how they won. Shiel Kapati and the Ringer said that teams that are -4 in turnovers over the last 3 years, it's happened 29 times. How many times do you think the team won that it was -4 in turnovers? 29 times in 3 years.
Two?
Yeah, one.
Is it one?
So it's just a death sentence, basically. Yeah. So the fourth turnover is like, they should just stop the game and everybody should just walk out the field.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think, like, I would be salivating if I'm like, Zach Wilson has a 1:15, no timeouts, and at his own 15 or 20 yard line. And like, he can't take a 3-step drop. I mean, that whole fourth quarter, he was under siege. Like, they were getting better.
With that said, I'd rather have him than Mac Jones. And I think he has some moments. He does. He threw some nice balls. They dropped a couple on him today, but I thought he definitely didn't lose the game for them. Did the Eagles game or the Niners game change your feelings on either of those teams? Because I don't want to overreact because it's week 6.
I don't want either if they can get these guys back, right? I mean, these are big injuries. Lane Johnson has to come back for them to be a top echelon team. Christian McCaffrey for sure has to return, you know?
All the Philly people in my life who love the Eagles, including a few that work for the Ringer, Raw Rex, something seems off with this team. And then this was the game. We're like, see, told you something seemed off.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's early. I still like their team, but that's an awful loss. And by the way, probably saved the Jets season because their schedule is going to get easier now. I do think they do have an identity. They're just going to play in these 20-17, 17-12 games. The weather's going to get bad. That's going to help them. They have a couple playmakers on offense. But Rodgers coming back for the playoffs, what would we have said, 1,000-1 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't know. Now that's another weird thing.
75-1? 70-1? I still wouldn't bet it, but the odds are under 100-1.
We're going to see him throwing every week, right? We're going to see that before the game.
Well, especially Kelsey and Taylor went to SNL yesterday and went to the after party after. There was a People magazine piece about how they were all over each other. So I don't know what Rodgers does this week, but he's got to respond with some fire.
He'll start dating Lauren Boebert or something. That's That's the only thing that makes sense.
That would be incredible. All right, we're going to take a break, talk about the rest of the games. Hey, the NFL season's going strong. FanDuel wants to help you enjoy it even more with two great offers. Right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $200 bonus bets guaranteed. Plus, all customers get a profit boost every day, so you can boost your winnings even more. Cousin Sal has an odds boost, actually, that they're going to do on FanDuel. Dak Prescott, 200-plus passing yards on Monday night against the Chargers. Tony Pollard to score a TD that is boosted from minus 125 to plus 170. Wow. We're also going to boost a whole bunch of NBA future bets next week coming out of the Russillo House podcast that we're doing for Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. Now is the best time to join FanDuel app. Still easy to use. You can still bet on everything from spreads to player props and more. Visit FanDuel.com/BS and get into the NFL action with offers you won't want to miss. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Bet $5, get $200 offer. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Daily profit boost token offer. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Fallout ist zurück mit Staffel 2. Unsere Lieblingshelden kämpfen sich durch die brutale und bizarre Einöde, um dahin zu gelangen, wo alles begann. New Vegas.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
All right, Bills, Giants. Just when you think you figure out the lead, the Giants D basically shuts out Buffalo for 2.5 hours. And you kind of knew the Giants were going to lose when at halftime, right before halftime, they have one play from the 1 yard line. And the only thing you can't do is run the ball. And of course, they run it. And it turned out it was an audible. And Daboll, who's had some incredible freakouts this year, like incredible, and was the maddest I think he's been all season. So the worst case scenario, they lost 3 points, but instead of 9-0, it's 6-0. You know the Bills are going to pass that. They do, but they hung around. Tyrod Taylor, want to guess his record as a starter now? 53 games total. What do you think it is?
53? 21 and 32? That's too many.
26 and 1.
Really?
So 500 wow. quarterback. Yeah, 34-year-old Tyrod Taylor. I thought Daboll was going to... bring the Chargers doctor in to try to stab him at halftime after he blew that game. But maybe he couldn't find the guy.
Daboll looked like my father in 1986 when the guy we hired to mow the lawn runs over the sprinkler heads continuously and just like freaking out and going after him. I don't know what he'd do. But you're right. Taylor's been in the league 13 years and he's looking at the sideline like, all right, what do we do now? These bodies aren't getting off of each other quickly enough. We're done. We're not going to run another play.
It was a weird game. There was really good fight. Josh Allen got involved in the fight, but there was like five unsportsmanlikes, which somehow offset because they haven't figured out that role, but it was getting testy.
Yeah.
And I thought the Giants defense, I did not know they had that in them this year, but I do wonder, maybe we should have talked about this last week, the guy who used to work for the team that he's going against, it did seem like there was some things that were in there.
That is one thing that we can't, almost like, oh man, I'm seeing this now, the Giants defense, maybe the Jets defense inspired the Giants defense, although the Jets defense is pretty good pretty much every week, but like, shit, I'm going to find that right away. But before we go any further, I want to congratulate a group of people who, in connection with this game, the NBC crew, Chris, Maria, Devin, Catherine, Tony, Rodney, Mike, Matthew, and Jason, especially Jason, for picking the Bills over the Giants straight up.
They had that? Started. Wow.
They did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They had that.
All of them had it?
Heroes. All heroes. Even bother with that segment? I like our pregame show. That's what I like. For an hour and a half, we're sitting there picking games and teasers and things that really matter with real lines.
Bills, the FanDuel odds right now, after all these games today, San Francisco is still the favorite at plus 420. KC's 5-1. Philly is plus 750. Buffalo plus 850. And Miami is 10-1. Mm-hmm. Those are our five. I mentioned this because Dallas is 11-1 and then Detroit is 14-1. And Detroit, week after week, is just playing well on both sides of the ball. Doesn't matter if they're missing one or two playmakers, somebody else steps up. And just over and over again, they've looked like the best team in the league other than San Francisco, who I'm willing to still say San Francisco is the best team in the league. We'll see with the injuries. But I was just surprised that Vegas still has Detroit 7th on that list. Then it's Baltimore 16-1, and then you get into some long shots. But
Detroit should be higher than Dallas.
Detroit should be higher than Dallas.
For sure. No.
And I actually think they should be higher than Miami, too. But
yeah. They're good. I mean, that was another terrible bet. I love Tampa Bay. I like the spot. I'm getting into, how hot it's going to be there. And like, I don't know. You talk yourself into some of these games all week.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, hey, I got, what do I have? I have Baker and I have Derek Carr and I have Geno Smith. I'm good. I'm going to have a good. It's like, no, you're not going to have a good day.
You're actually not good enough.
Yeah. It's like pretty good crop too, considering.
Well, so you talked yourself into that game.
Yeah.
I'm the other end. I liked the Lions all week. And then by the time we got to Sunday, I was so psyched out by the line moving. And then people were like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just, and it's outdoors. And why is this line so low? And I talked myself out of it. And I love the Lions all week.
We should do 1 week, not look at the injuries, provided that we got a heads up on the quarterback, not look at the injuries. And not, this is impossible because we do guess the lines, but not look at the line movement at least. And just go with the team we like on Tuesday afternoon.
Well, you know, for the second week in a row, when I was like 5 points off on a line, it won again. The Houston
in your
one
favor
this week, where I had Houston by 2.5. The line ended
up,
that
was a good one.
I was, I think, 5 points off last week. It ended up New Orleans by 1.5, and they kind of handled New Orleans. Carr had a classic. You kind of had to watch it because he threw for 353. But it was just meaningless. You never felt like they were getting to 20 points. They got to 13. And Stroud, who didn't have Dell, he threw a pick. So he is human. But another game manager game, and made a couple of big plays and continues to be. This is why, like with the Pats, I actually watched college football this week. You'd be proud of me. But
I love it.
Man, if you get CJ Stroud, like you're fucking set for 15 years, you know? And that's like, the Pats have to tank. If you can get somebody who's at least as good as CJ Stroud, that's where you want to be. I don't care if we beat the Raiders. I was rooting against us today.
You don't like Deion's kid anymore?
I do. Yeah. I do like him. I didn't like him as much after I went to bed when they were up by like 20 plus, and then they blew the game. I thought that was over.
Deion, the Deion movement may be Linsanity. It might be.
The Vegas New England game had the Hall of Fame cover of the week.
Yeah, that was crazy. Safety.
First of all, the Pats never should have had any business covering that game. And to get the Max Crosby roughing the passer right as they're going to kick the field goal, going to go 19-13. Right. No, score a touchdown. It's 19-16. They're about to do the extra point. And Romo, who clearly had money on the game, was like, they should probably go for two.
I didn't understand that, Tony. What's going on?
Sometimes teams like going for two here. It's like, what team is this? Is this in like the drunk league?
Jim talked them out of it. It's like,
try to cut it to one. And if we don't get it, we're still down three. And 19, then we can go to
16,
overtime.
19-16, bad. 19-18, not that good. Doesn't matter.
Romo, I convinced he's throwing some of this stuff out to see if we're listening. We listen to that one, Tony.
He got stuck with that terrible game. I mean, he couldn't have thought, like, what am I doing? I thought we were the top crew. New England, well, Las Vegas already?
I had the Pats getting 2.5. I know. I get that Nance and Romo going in that game is nuts, but I think they just, the late games, I only think they had a couple options. So the Pats, the Raiders have the ball. Pats down 2, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to cover, and quickly came to the conclusion they need to give the ball back to the Pats so Mac Jones can cover this for me with pick 6. The punt lands inside the 10. It's like, oh, well, maybe it'll be a fumble or something. Then there's a penalty, and it goes back, and now they're from their 4. And I'm watching going, you know, it's safety time, baby. We might be able to do this. Max Crosby had this dumb penalty before. He comes flying around for the Rulon Jones safety, and they cover. And I jumped on House.
Come on.
Yeah, because House was House picked the Pats plus +3, and he's like, Belichick's not going down like this, biggest game of the year. And I'm like, you obviously haven't watched the Pats this season. So anyway, the Raiders covered. And it was wonderful.
I don't think it's fair. We don't like laterals, but I feel like you should be able to take insurance out on a safety. No bet should be determined on a safety. I mean, a safety is, listen to the word, safety. You should be able to get insurance on not getting screwed by a word that denotes fair play.
Is a safety, we do this, I think, once a year. Is it not enough points? Should it be more points? It's so exciting when it happens.
Yeah.
Should it be 3 points?
I think they probably, it's too hard to change
it now.
Should
be 4 points?
But field goals are happen so easily.
Yeah.
I think if they could change it, they would. Like, oh, this should be worth more than a field goal, right?
Yeah. It feels like it should be worth 4 points. Vegas, some good stats from this game. Vegas is somehow 3-3. Go, you tell me how that happened. I think they
Time they scored 20 points, right?
Just yeah, because of was the safety. Time. They got to 19, yeah. And then they got a safety. And Garoppolo's been hurt twice now. He had to go to the hospital again. Mac Jones, 0-13 in his last 13 as an underdog, which almost seems like a made-up stat, but it's actually real. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 AFC teams with a losing record. New England and Denver are 1-5, and Tennessee's 2-4. Everyone else is 500 or better.
Well, I think AFC was like 6-0 against the NFC today.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. Yeah.
Twitter account, good Boston account, at Boston Sports Info. The Patriots have only led 15.5% of the time this season.
Wow.
84.5% of the time, they've either been losing or the game's been tied. And that includes like the first few minutes of the game when it's always tied. So 1/6 of the time, they've had a lead.
Good. You deserve that. Good.
Belichick, who's still at 330, well behind Don Shula. He is now 8 behind Tom Landry for most losses ever.
Oh, wow.
He might get most losses ever before he gets most wins ever.
Interesting.
Did you know that? I didn't know that till
today. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Because that...
Landry had 178. He's got 170 now.
All right. So I just know it's not personal when I continue to bet root against the Patriots. I got to save my boy Tom here.
Well, so there's 6 teams with 0 or 1 wins. Carolina, Denver, New England, Chicago, Arizona, and the Giants. Mm-hmm. The NFL trade deadline is on Halloween. I would say Denver and the Pats are probably going to be the most aggressive for, does anyone Sellers? Want a couple of our good players? Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona, I don't know how many good players they have. Hmm. But I didn't know this. Our buddy Gus texted me this. Maybe I knew this and forgot. The Pats and Denver play on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
And I think Tanka Kloss is going to be coming down the chimney for one of those teams. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Is that the Tom Landry game? Maybe that's the Tom Landry game.
Yeah, he passes Tom Landry. But yeah, Pats Denver on Christmas Eve. So if you had to say who's going to have the worst record in the league, who'd you say?
Well, these Panthers are pretty uninspiring, I have to say.
they took the 14-0 lead and still somehow didn't cover.
Yeah, I don't think any lead is safe with them. I don't know. I would never. I can't think of a situation where I would bet them, honestly.
I kind of like them 14.5 today, but stayed away from it. Just seemed like a lot of. It just seemed like a classic Miami.
Well,
we talked about it on Wise
35 straight. Yeah,
yeah. Just seemed like a classic. Looking ahead to the next week game for Miami, maybe they went out.
Very soft.
I think Denver's the team to watch for the tanking thing. They've already they basically just got rid of Frank Clark and Randy Gregory. They're just like, hey guys, take a hike. So
Sertan could be a big name there. But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if you had the Chiefs on the money line, but I was nervous Thursday. They hung with them, even though the Chiefs had crushed them. By the way, what are we going to do with primetime? Like, the Chiefs are a boring primetime team.
I hate having a boring Chiefs team.
Yeah.
It's like if the Warriors with Curry just all of a sudden weren't that fun to watch.
Right.
It's like, no, come on, man. This is...
It's such a bummer.
It's a staple of funness.
Is it weird that he hasn't been able to develop any of these receivers? I mean, he's clearly better than Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers, I felt, made Valdez-Scantling decent.
I think Rice is going to get there. I've seen enough flashes from Rice. Yeah, I like
all right.
Him. Sky Moore, right. I haven't seen any flashes.
None of these guys do anything. They don't seem to be open, or I don't know. It's all Taylor Swift.
two more games we have to mention. Washington, Atlanta, I lost money on. This was one of those, I have no idea how you lost the game games. They had 29 rushes and 28 completions, Atlanta. So 57 times where something positive was happening. They had a 25-13 first down advantage, and they had 402 yards total offense, and Washington had 193. And Desmond Ridder just single-handedly killed them. And there was a sequence in this game where he overthrew somebody for a TD. He took a delay of game. This is in the red zone. Overthrown TD, delay a game, one of the worst picks you'll ever see. Just three plays in a row, and it was like watching those Instagram videos, like those crash videos, if you follow that, and you just get to watch car crashes. It was so bad. It was almost unrecoverable. Three picks for him, and I think I might be out. I don't know if I'm going back to the well with him. It was that bad.
I think a lot of the pressure of I've never lost the game at home. People like you bragging about that. And he's like, I can't take it anymore. I got to blow this. Yeah. I don't like them. I know you want to figure out who's going to win that division. I think it's crap. I don't think it's ever been crappier than it is right now.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, honestly. Come on.
You're making me wonder who's going to win that division.
No, don't even look. Don't even look. FanDuel doesn't have it up. Don't even look.
They lost money last week, not covering when they won. And then this week, I have no idea how they didn't win that game. Is that line really not up?
No, it's up. It's I just don't want to go. The Saints are plus 150. The Falcons are plus 185. Bucks are 210. And the Panthers are 65-1.
Is there a fifth choice? is there a fifth team we can wager on?
Memphis? Oh, Memphis has got to do well, right?
Because Memphis.
Nobody moves the ball. Offensively, you don't. Right? Yeah, it's like bad. I had the Saints and they were awful.
Atlanta has the most talent.
Yeah.
I mean, that man.
When Pitt scores a touchdown, you're like, oh, maybe the franchise is turning it around. Like, nope, there's three interceptions to come.
I don't want to absolve Arthur Smith either because he was on one today, including when they went for two at the 24-16, which I'm okay with if you're a juggernaut, but they're so kind of sketchy in the red zone when Ritter's playing like that. Like, I don't know what makes them think. I just don't get that. I know the nerds love is, oh no, you do that, you get two chances, but the 24-16 just felt like so much harder for them.
And the play always sucks. It always sucks to play that call. So the nerds need to pay attention to that too.
And then Seattle dominated the game.
That bummed me out.
Geno had a couple horrible red zone trips.
A billion chances to win.
Since he rushed 15 for 46, they only had 15 first downs. They had 214 total yards. Seattle almost doubled basically everything they were doing. I think Seattle might be good. It's weird. Yeah. I felt worse about Cincy after that game and better about Seattle because Geno just didn't play well in the red zone.
I was all over that game. Yeah, I think they got to the red zone eight times and scored one touchdown. It was bad news. And Metcalf is good for some bonehead play in front of the ref. Every week, some kind of personal foul. He doesn't care. But yeah, I thought they were the better team. I really did. And that would have been a big-ish win, at least. I don't know that Burrow. I guess he's back for sure. You know, we talked about on the Wise Guys, Jonte, the Bengals. We thought if they won, their division number would go down. Still plus 490.
Well, the other thing is House, after your TV show, he was all excited. He bet Cincy to win the Super Bowl. He's like, I got excited about Cincy during the show, the 29-1. I'm just going to bet it because if they beat Seattle, the odds will be better. The odds got worse. They're now 30-1.
No, what happened?
They won the game. Why did the odds get worse? Backwards. I didn't think their offense looked very good.
No, and I know.
I think if Geno is even like a C+, Seattle wins that game. But,
You
know, I was more interested in the Seattle 46-1 for the Super Bowl. Not that that's going to happen either, but. I thought those teams were pretty even. And then the Ravens-Tennessee, which was the London game, which was pretty ugly. I don't know how
that was a bad cover. That was a bad cover.
I don't know how they didn't
cover
that. Yeah, I don't know how Tennessee didn't cover it.
Is Henry not in there? And they didn't give him the ball at the 1 yard line? He's only good for like 12 carries now?
It was weird. Baltimore's red zone was bad. I wrote that in my notes. The London games are like highway food. When you're super hungry and you don't want to wait until you get to a good town. So you stop at one of those rest stops that has like the gas station and a subway shop. And then you always feel like there might have been a murder in the men's room like 3 days before that they just cleaned up. You're just hungry. You're like, all right, I'll just do just a Turkish like sub. That's the London game. It's like, it's passable, it's on, but I don't think I've ever been like, man, incredible London game. So good. Yeah.
On the West Coast, though, it's like waking yourself up at 5 a.m. and then going to that turkey sub stop. Like, it's like, why am I doing this?
And then the last one, Jacksonville Indy. Jacksonville spanked Indy. I thought with Minshew, because he sucks whenever they just start him, maybe they use an opener like they do in baseball, where they don't, like what the Red Sox did with Nick Pivetta, they don't bring him in until the second quarter. They just have another guy start the first quarter. It's like, oh, here comes Minshew. And then maybe that'll get him going.
That's not bad.
Because when he starts, he's awful.
You're right. In the spirit of the MLB playoffs, when every team uses 7 pitchers now.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that idea.
15 forced turnovers for Jacksonville this year. That's a team, I think them and Baltimore, now that Baltimore is getting healthier, two teams I'm just kind of watching. Because I think both of them have a possibility to elevate. Jacksonville's 4-2. It feels like they've had a disappointing year, but... You know, 4-2 is not bad. They're in a pretty easy division.
I was going to try to convince you to go with Texans plus 390.
You act like I don't already have Texans,
man. Oh, wow. Jesus. They are fun. They're more fun than Jacksonville.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to do Guess the Lines with special guest Joe House. I still have not beaten Sal on Guess the Lines this year, and it's going to be hilarious if I beat him this year, but then House beats both of us, and then I still have no wins for the year. So let's take a break. We'll come back with House. All right, Joe House is joining us. He flew into LA last night. I fed him with my famous meat sauce. How was the meat sauce, House?
The meat sauce was outstanding, and you put it in front of a bunch of different well-established palates today. And got good reviews from all of them. So
yeah,
big thumbs up. Good. You're channeling your inner Italian. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. No less than David Chang thought it was delicious. And I was just riding high and feeling great until Jalen Hurts threw that 3rd-and-9 pass. And then I just walked around my block a couple times and wondered what happened in week 6. House is going to do Guess the Lines with us. We watch football all day. House, are you willing to admit defeat on the New England Patriots, or were you encouraged? Because that was one of your best bets.
What I'd like to say to you is you're welcome. I flew all the way out here to visit you in your own home. I sat in your chair, and I know what you want out of this Patriots season. You want a new quarterback. And lo and behold, I sat in there. I went in front of a national television audience on the #1 pregame show in America said that the Patriots would win the game. You are welcome, Bill Simmons.
Well, you almost had the cover and then the magical safety, and then I jumped on you, which I haven't done on you in a while. I actually just jumped on House.
Did all the food fly, or did you jump on his stomach? I mean, that could have had terrible repercussions.
He jumped on my bionic hip. It was perfect.
Yeah, he's feeling great. He's slipping around. All right, we're going to Guess the Lines. Tomorrow, House and I are taping the giant mega over-unders with Russillo. Nice. Sal, have you picked your over-under of the year for NBA yet, or you're still doing homework?
I have not yet. I do have a question for you guys. Should I wait for the end to ask it?
Wait till the end. We'll do Guess the Lines first.
All right, I do have something. Yeah. House, you got to win this. If you have one more win than Simmons through 2 months,
that would be great. I'd be like Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, Jaguars at the Saints.
Terrific.
We don't know what the deal with Trevor Lawrence is, but we know he got hurt in the fourth quarter and now he's questionable knee and stuff tomorrow. So I don't know what that does for the line. I think the Jaguars should be favored though. So I selected House Jaguars by 1.5. What did you have, House?
I'm happy with the idea of the Jaguars favored. And I did see a story that said that Trevor Lawrence was walking around. The observation of the press was that he was walking around with no noticeable limp. So I like them favored by 2.
What do you got, Sal? Right.
I thought it was in the tic-tac zone as well, Simmons, but I ticked instead of tacked. I said New Orleans by 1.5. You are actually right, Simmons. Exactly. 1.5, but Jacksonville is favored. So you're
on the
board.
That if Lawrence is healthy, I think that climbs.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think? Don't you think that goes to like 2.5? There's probably still a little Superdome advantage for
I've the seen
Saints,
enough.
It's very little Superdome advantage. The Saints are not good at home over the last couple of years.
We had the Saints on one of the TVs today, and Kamara looks like he's back, but I've been surprised by the receivers and the Carr connection, just it just seems very sloppy. And I don't know who to blame, but it's one of those teams like the third and eights where the receiver's turning one way and the ball's going the other way and they just don't look like they're in the same
pitch. Yeah, it's just it's a weird batch, right? Like you almost should give up on Michael Thomas. I feel bad, right? But and then Taysom Hill will have 7 receptions. Like, wow, that seems good for a guy who doesn't really have a position. And then Olave, down 10, will catch a 7-yard pass and do the, you know, like a big celebration. I'm like, hey, we got a ways to go here. So it's a perplexing team.
There's a good stat out there. This is the 4th time that Derek Carr has had a new head coach and offensive coordinator. And each time that he starts in that kind of scenario, his against the spread record is terrible. The next year is when he finally figures out the offense, he starts to be competent. But this year, it's going to be bad all year, I think.
I thought you were going to say he had 4 different offensive coordinators and each time the person retired from football and just got another job other than ever running an offense again.
Right.
Sunday's marquee game. House, would you go Ravens-Lions here or would you go Chiefs-Chargers?
Oh, I like Ravens-Lions.
No, I had that as well. Sal, another body blow to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But we're not fun anymore, Chiefs.
Honestly, I think there's 3 or 4 teams I want to see in primetime, and they're not one of them. Dolphins, not my team for sure. I don't, who else? The Rams? Chargers always for fun, but...
I'm always having the Steelers in there for the 55 minutes of sadness followed by the one great Kenny Pickett drive, but still more excited than the Chiefs. Right. All right, Sunday marquee, Ravens at home against this kick-ass Lions team.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the most discussed game of the week. House, I'll let you go first.
Man. I'll just say like Ravens by 2.
Okay. Sal, I had Ravens by 2.5. I think in the old days, this is a Ravens by 3, but we know we've lost a half point for home field. And I'm going to say Ravens by 2.5.
Simmons just prices righted you, House. He waited for yours.
I know.
And he went a little bit, tiny bit higher. If he could have gone 2.06, he would have. I said 2 like House did. You are right, Simmons. It's 2.5.
Uh-oh. I'm on a little bit of a tear, guys.
He's got both exactly right, Sal.
I know. This is insurmountable, this lead.
I'm dedicating tonight's guest alliance to Suzanne Summers, who passed away this weekend, who is an absolute beloved 70s lady for all of us kids who grew up in the late 60s or early 70s and matured into little kids in the mid-late 70s. She was... I mean, Sal, what was the list? Linda Carter, Cheryl Ladd, Jacqueline Smith, Suzanne Summers,
Angels.
Catherine Bach, Heather Thomas.
Janet's got to hold on now. That's all we got to say, right?
When she had the contract holdout, I think it was the first upsetting contract holdout of my entire life. Like even, I don't know whether that happened before or after John Hannah and Leon Gray with the Patriots, but there was a whole year of Three's Company where she was just calling them from a phone because
they had her on the phone.
Joyce DeWitt were so mad at her that she was holding out, but she was holding out for as much pay as John Ritter. So history has judged it kindly. But anyway,
she was like Kim Cattrall, but we cared. We were like, come back.
Absolute legend. No, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
All right. The watchables. I got 2. Rams, Steelers. You're right. I put this in the watchables. I want to watch this game. It is in Los Angeles. I'm going to guess 52,000 Pittsburgh fans will be at this game. 55,000.
Oh yeah. Does it hold 45? If it holds 45, there'll be 52. Yeah.
Sal, we can round robin it. Sal, what'd you have for this game?
All right. I was way off. I'm not, I shouldn't have said anything. I said,
do you want me to go first?
I said Pittsburgh. Off? Yeah, go ahead. You go first. Yeah.
Well, it's Rams home against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I have the Rams favored by 3, House.
Oh, wow. That messes me up because I feel like...
No, you can't change your pick, House. You're supposed to write all these down ahead of time, you cheater.
Pittsburgh by 1.
I'll tell you what. I said Pittsburgh by 2, and Simmons is right again. Exactly right. I'm not playing this anymore, Simmons. You've never gotten 3 right in a row.
3 in a row to start? This is like a perfect game. Oh, my God.
This is stupid. I mean, if this wasn't for Suzanne Summers, I would protest, but...
I feel like Don Larson. Suzanne, just like I just wanted to do it for her.
Yeah.
I think that's the right line. We have no idea if Kenny Pickett can play well for 10 minutes in an NFL game.
I just thought more people would be betting on Pittsburgh, and then they'd have to make them a favorite as a result. But wow, the Rams, they think are for real.
Remember, we were talking Rams being a possible worst record team.
Oh, I know. I'm an idiot.
I mean, they're 3-3. They're already, there's probably no way they're going to have the worst record. So,
can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
I know you also like Seattle, but who would have to get hurt for the 49ers for you to like the Rams at 22-1 to win the NFC West?
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's getting high.
Well, have they played the Niners yet?
They lost to the Niners. It was close for like three quarters.
Field goal to cover.
Yeah.
So they'd have to win that game. So that'd be a one game swing. McCaffrey would have to be out for like 5-6 weeks.
Yeah. Probably the whole year. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see it. So
22 to 1
does seem pricey.
Yeah.
But I would bet on what are the Seattle odds at that point?
I can't find them.
Seattle's plus 850. Whoa, that's too high. So San Fran is still minus 750 to win that division.
Like, well, we're done with San Francisco now. We loved them for all of September and October.
Here's what I don't get. Detroit's only minus 460.
Yeah.
How are they not winning that division? What scenario would have to happen?
It's ridiculous. I couldn't even tell you who the second best team is in that division.
You know, we're in that keeper league, and I called the J-Bug, or I texted the J-Bug today because I was trying to trade him Ramondre Stevenson for Sam Laporta.
Oh,
so I like Sam Laporta. He's like, there's no way I'm doing it. We're in a keeper league. And I'm like, oh, you're right. We're in a keeper league. I forgot. He's like, you didn't forget. You were just trying to steal from me. And I was like, no, I really wasn't. I really forgot. I was just trying to make a football trade. So now the J-Bug thinks I was trying to sneak one by him.
J-Bug is right. Stay on that. All right. Chiefs minus 410. Lions minus 460. Who do we put it with, House? Let's the three of us make something now.
Chiefs minus 410.
These are divisions.
Oh, man. I love that one. I love the Lions.
That only gets us to minus 195.
What about Jacksonville?
Yeah.
That's plus 152 at Jacksonville. You're afraid of Houston?
It's going to win, but it's just not fun. What do you think, House?
I agree.
What does he agree on?
I don't know.
It's not fun enough. No, I don't want to have to root for Jacksonville.
Philly?
Yeah, Philly's the probably Philly's the good. Right answer.
Do we
Philly's
get the even right money answer. With that?
Plus 135.
Philly, there we go.
Philly, Detroit. What's the third one? And Kansas City, plus 135 for the division.
Let's do it.
I can't do it, but I'm happy to steer you into it. But
what do you mean you can't do it?
I can.
You,
like, my team is the other can't team. Do it? Yeah, because it's either Philly or my team. Yeah.
Well, then we'll get rid of Philly.
No. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Plus 135.
What about the Pats are 85-1? Some are saying that's good value.
Does that get us to 150?
Mac Jones was figuring some stuff out today.
What if we put the Browns?
Oh.
Browns? Just for an outlier.
The Brownies?
Quarter unit on it.
I mean, that's 543. If it's Browns, Eagles, Lions.
Or Browns, Chiefs.
Or Chiefs, Browns, Lions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Plus Chiefs, 414.
Browns, that's what I meant to do, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll discuss later.
We'll revisit this, yeah.
Next one, watchables, Kansas City home for the Chargers. The missionary position Chiefs. Just not that much fun to watch unless they're cutting away to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't know, House. Those two might not be going away. Hot and heavy this weekend. Could be going. What do you got? KC is home against the Chargers.
I said 5. House?
I think it's more than that. I think I had 6.
Sal, I swear to God, I also had 5 written down. I put it right smack dab in the middle of the Vegas zone.
All right. Well, you got it wrong. We both got it wrong. House gets it. It is 6.
House!
There you go. You're on the board.
This possible is bad tease.
Yeah.
That worked out great with the Eagles.
The Chiefs never let anyone down. They're still the best team, the Chiefs. We're just always looking for someone else.
Andy Reid was hilarious on Thursday.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, he has these crazy coach games where you're just wondering what the hell is happening. Unfortunately, he did it once to House in the playoffs. House had to sell his condo and move into a different place.
Marcus Mariota, now he's living in your kitchen.
The Marcus Mariota game.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten.
House declared bankruptcy.
Do you guys find yourself with the Taylor cutaways like, all right, well, now they're going to cut away to Taylor, and then they don't. And they're like, oh, well, he caught it one for 8 yards. Now they're going to go. And then it's like, oh, boy. And then, well, why aren't they cutting away to Taylor? Like, I end up right. getting mad that they don't cut away to her. And I go,
I'm just trying to figure out any mother of a significant other who you would just joyously talk to for this long. Like, what do they talk about? Right. Every time it cuts to her and the mom, it's just like they're just deep in the happiest conversation. You've ever, like, they, Sal, you're when you started dating Melissa, was what was the longest joyous conversation she had with your mom?
Like that I oh, that she had with her? Oh, yeah, it wasn't very long. She yelled at me. Her mother yelled at me because we were at a wedding and I brought a little TV and watched the Mets Yankees World Series under the table. So that was my longest conversation, even to date, I think.
Yeah. Fairly watchables. I got three. First one is Cleveland is at Indianapolis and I have Browns by 3. What do you got, House?
Same. Browns by 3. Sit right here on my paper.
What do we do here? Oh, we tie. It's 2.5, and I said 2. I couldn't do math for a minute. Yeah.
Right, forgot so to factor in the half point.
2.5.
Yeah,
you could end up betting the Browns. Team.
That's dumb.
Although, Sal, I'm going to flag it this time because we flagged it last week. This is the everybody blows smoke up a team's butt. Mm-hmm. Now, that gets recanted if the whole Deshaun Watson, what's really going on here, and there's more stuff comes out.
You're right.
And there's some sort of battle between him and the team or whatever. If there's some sort of news thing that comes out of this week, I think that trumps the smoke. But right now, the smoke is with the Browns.
Okay. I got to write that down. That's a, it's not in the manual anywhere.
Smoky butt.
Yeah, right. But just put that in pencil. Bucks are home for the Falcons. Baker Mayfield against Desmond Ridder. I think House stays away from this game would be my guess. You're not, you will not have money on either team in this game. What do you pick for a line, House?
The Bucks are at home. It's Bucks by 2.5.
No, that's what I had, so.
Wow, we all got it. I had it too.
That's the right
2.5 it is. Yeah, I mean, what else could it be?
That's the right number.
These are all, well, I'm not going to tip it, but really, two is a very popular number these days with these.
One more fairly watchables. I'm just throwing this in here. Seahawks, Cardinals. House was complimenting the Cardinals today as we were watching watching the pigskin. Mm-hmm. They're entertaining even when they're down by 14. They play hard. You can't ask for more from a shitty team.
Mm-hmm.
Please, neither of you let me tease this game. I'm just going to ask you now. I'm going to say Seahawks by 6.5, Sal.
All right. I said 8.
I say 7.
House and I split it. It's 7.5.
Wait
a minute. Do we all split it?
No, you two split it because I,
oh, we
I
split
said
it. Okay.
I said 6.5.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll cheat and give yourself an extra half point.
I have 3. House has 4. Simmons has 5.
Okay.
Let's go.
We're heading into the poopfecta, which I'm going to have my own poopfecta, which will be part of my parent corner story tonight. House knows what it is. Buffalo Bills are playing at the New England Patriots.
Good.
And I promise that the Bills have never been favored over the Patriots by this many points in New England. But whatever this ends up being, this will be the new record. Sal, what'd you have? I wrote my guess down already.
I had 8.
House?
8. That's the number.
I had 8.5.
Oh, shit. It is 8.5.
What?
Oh, my fourth one.
You get it.
Are you kidding me?
This has never happened, House. I want you to check his sheet, House. Go over to whatever room it is. I know it's a big house. If it takes 20 minutes to get to him.
It'll take a half hour.
Yeah. They have a tram there. Get to his sheet. I need to see this.
I'm teasing the Bills. Telling you right now. The Bills are winning all my Eagles money's back. With
you
the
liked
Bills.
What you saw an hour ago?
Yeah, I liked anytime you can beat the Giants on the second pass interference in a row, only they didn't call that one. That's good. Another possible road favorite, Washington, is at the Giants.
Mm.
What do you have, House? This is your team.
My team is definitely favored. I'll say by 2.
What do you got, Sal?
I said Giants by one.
Ooh. Giants by one. I have Washington in the tic-tac zone, 1.5.
You have Washington by one. House, what did you say?
Two.
He said
Washington
two.
By two.
It's 1.5.
No
my
way.
My fifth one. House, you got to come every week. This is the only way I win when you're here.
It's unbelievable.
This is great.
I'm starting to think you have sportsbook.fandle.com on your computer, Simmons, and you go
I can't have a good week.
Record.
I've won 14 straight years. I can't win one of the first seven weeks.
You can win, but not like this. Numbers. Not like this, you can't.
It's outrage.
Right. House, do you want to give us your Washington scouting report through 6 weeks?
They're exactly who I thought they would be. If you had told me at the beginning of the season that this new team under this new regime, new leadership would be 3-3, I would have accepted it. You know, they're looking at the schedule. It's perfectly fine. The big question mark was Sam Howell. He was forecasted to be one of the bottom three quarterbacks in the league. I don't think he's one of the bottom three quarterbacks in the league.
No.
He's passable. They have good skill on both sides of offense and defense. Reasonable skill at the skill positions. They have a coaching problem. That's going to get resolved this year, and they'll be competitive next year. But play them at over 6.5 wins this year. That still seems reasonable and feasible. They're fine.
Yeah.
Rivera celebrated after a play in the game today.
He's alive.
I wasn't sure if he was being CGI'd or not, but he actually moved and raised his fist and celebrated. So
I'm with you, House. Sam Howell, I'll say he is atrocious and he's not a bottom three quarterback in the league. That's how bad the league is.
Well, that's true.
We were talking about all the quarter. We were trying to figure out why the football wasn't that good today. And it
what
just
happened?
Comes down to there's barely any good quarterbacks anymore.
Could I just tell you what the 1 o'clock games next week, the matchups are? I know you went over them in your head. Detroit, Baltimore is good. But we have Hoyer against Tyson Badgett if Fields can't play.
Oh,
right?
God.
We have PJ Walker potentially against Gardner Minshew. We have House's Howell against Taylor. Right? Maybe yeah. Ty Taylor.
Yeah.
And Ritter Mayfield is like the main event. That's like Magnificent
Morocco.
That's
Morocco, like Tommy
Pedro
Fury
Morales.
Against KSI. Yeah.
And I didn't even mention your Mac Jones, Simmons, who's also playing.
Yeah, thank you for not mentioning
there's
that.
There's six games. Yeah.
Might not be Mac next week. Could be a little Malik Cunningham, actually.
Really? All right.
Bears home for the Raiders. And I don't know who the Bears quarterback is. And I don't know what the line of this is going to be.
Yes, you do.
I had to say, I couldn't believe it, but I had to say the Bears are still going to be favored, even though I don't know who their quarterback is. I just had Bears by one. I think I'm wrong. This is one of the only ones I had no feel for. What do you have, Haas?
Raiders by one.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Raiders by one also. It's Raiders by three.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
There we go.
That's not knowing who their QB is?
Yeah, I guess he can't grip a ball, so I don't know how long that takes to reconcile.
But. No, but we don't know who the Raiders QB is.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, I don't think there's much. I don't think they care about that, honestly.
Wait, so the Raiders could be 4-3 next week.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're favored to be so.
That's unbelievable. Jesus.
I got to look at this. I got to look
stunning.
At something. Raiders to make the playoffs plus 390.
So this is the last poopfecta, and it involves, in my opinion, yet another home underdog, the Packers at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Packers by 1.5, tic-tac zone. What do you got, House?
Packers by two.
I'm just going to get up and walk out and get there's like leftover Parmesan in the fridge because Simmons did it again.
Oh, my
God. 1.5?
Yeah. So
that's my sixth one. Let's go.
Why don't you be off a half a point so it's not so obvious?
You know what? Sometimes when your back's to the wall, you find out who you are as the lines are.
What the hell? It's over, House. He's up 8-5, and there's, two games left?
You know what I did? I listened to our Guess the Lines yesterday, with the one last week. I listened to it on Monday, and I realized I wasn't factoring in how Vegas doesn't care as much about home field anymore.
Yeah.
I was doing my old school method, but now Vegas, what do they say? It's home field's like 1.5 points. That's it?
I guess so.
I recalibrated.
Yeah, sure you did. I don't know.
Did I win already?
It's 8-5. Yeah. So I guess we could do the last two
fucking
games.
Spanked you guys. what do we think of that Packers Broncos game? Because I need the Broncos to win that one so the Pats can move into pole position for the second pick in the draft.
Wow, you've never had a root for a team like this, right?
I love
never
it.
In basketball, it's nothing, great. Right?
It's got me yeah. watching college football. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, good.
Oregon, right. Washington, fun times.
The Denver would, you know, you can't be. But I don't like Green Bay either. This is
when does Peyton announce that Russell's going to start sitting? Not this week, right?
For Stidham?
Yeah.
Jared Stidham. Yeah. They, I think good they got to get, they had to get a couple weeks removed from the 70 point garbage because then they, you yeah. know, you can't say it's Russ's fault when you're giving up right. 70 points. So I think they're close. They could sit him soon. He does look like the game is just too fast for him, right?
I mean, they're terrible and yeah. it looks like they spent money on the wrong people and they're already getting rid of people and. I'm sure they're going to make some trades. I'm worried. I have my eye on them. I'm worried that's going to be us and them because the Panthers are going to have no incentive because they don't have a pick. Sunday night, fantastic game. Eagles home for the Dolphins. So yeah, I wrote down my pick. House, what do you have?
Eagles by 2.5.
Ooh, Sal, I went higher. I said 3.5.
I said 3. House gets it. It is 2.5.
Wow.
Right down the middle.
Can we add a game so House has a chance to catch up? By the way, there's 6 bye teams. Carolina.
Yeah, read the bye
why
teams.
Do they do this? Carolina, 0-6. Cincy, 3-3. Dallas, 3-2 so far. Houston, 3-3. Jets, 3-3. Tennessee, 2-4. Can they? I mean, there's 2-1 week. There's 6 another week. We have to have 6 off to go nuts. It takes me 40 minutes to do lineups as it is with my dumb fantasy teams.
Monday night is the 49ers at the Vikings, and we have no idea who's playing for the 49ers, but I don't know how this line is less than 6.5. So I said 49ers by 6.5. What do you have, House?
I had it over 7. I thought you were going to say at least 7. I think it's Niners by 7.5.
Okay. You're probably right.
Well, Simmons, House, you split this one. It's 7, and nice showing, Simmons. That was really... That was a spectacular effort. I mean,
thanks.
9 and 6 of them right on the nose.
During a bye week.
So suspicious. So damn suspicious.
All listen, right. Sometimes you just got to work harder at your craft.
He did take a little pill. It had a big V on it.
I did.
I don't know.
I took a pill.
Really?
It looked like a stimulant. I don't
we
know.
We have to drug test before Guess the Lines now?
Sal, how'd you do on baseball playoffs?
Bad. I had the Dodgers going far. And you know what? I'm okay with it, though. I mean, I'm not okay with losing money, but a lot of people bitching about we had too much rest. Like, win some games, good teams.
Yeah.
Just freaking win. You have your rotation in line. Yeah. Just win. But I don't know. It's tough.
I had a Dodgers-Rangers parlay that lost.
Yeah.
Which I didn't. I just threw the Dodgers in there to bump the line. Of course, that didn't work. But I had the Phillies to win the World Series. So I've been on that bandwagon. That's been fun. House, you had Bryce Harper. You never realized he was going to be the favorite athlete in Philadelphia of recent sports history.
It's still a little bit of a bitter taste, although it wasn't his fault for why he left Washington. He just didn't have any real meaningful playoff success in Washington, and it felt great when Washington won the World Series without him, just because I'm a petty sports fan, but he's a stud. I mean, I don't have any problem rooting for him now.
You can't root for that team. Come on. No one's rooting for that team. They're F. Kirsten. They got a 212 catcher in there, backup catcher.
F. Kirsten, take a Mets.
Mets. Yeah, come on.
Let's take a break and do Parent Corner.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. Every day as a parent is filled with lots of quick decisions to make for your kids, and they aren't always easy. But when it comes to deciding what car to buy, CarMax makes it simple. You can take a full month, up to 1,500 miles, to love your car or return it. Guaranteed. Learn more and find a car you'll love today at CarMax.com. Let's get to Parent Corner. All right. Special guest Joe House. What's your parent corner?
So this one, it involves a parent, but it doesn't involve me. I have a 13-year-old boy, and you can imagine what he's up to. But this has to do with a parent that I believed Bill Simmons at one point lived in this house that I'm sitting in right now. And Cousin Sal, I arrived yesterday, and Bill, the gracious host, I had seen this house when it was under construction, mm-hmm. but Bill gave me a tour of the house. And I don't know if you've heard about this, what's going on in this house. There is a portion of the house that has some supernatural activity. Mm. And we think, based on, you know, he's talked about it on the pod a little bit.
It seems
like it's a ghost, and it seems like it's a little girl. It is a child. Mm-hmm. So
we don't know that for a fact.
There's been
lots of theories, but yeah, you don't
know for a fact that the ghost is a girl. Okay.
We have a feeling for what room they're in and things like that. Yeah.
So I'm on a long tour because Sal, you've been over here. It's not right. A small
stop
tour.
At house. Yeah. Come
on. But we're up in that portion of the house, and because of the design and so forth, oh duck and look, you know, we have to walk around, and so he's like, okay, we're going into that room. We're in that room. He's like, here, this is where, you know, let's make sure that we express our appropriate respect for the supernatural. And we mm-hmm. do that. We turn to walk out of the room, and Cousin Sal, I bean myself on the extraordinarily low door jamb. I'm trying to walk out of the door. It's way lower than the ceiling. I have the bump on my head. You can almost see it. I thought I was bleeding. And that was, we think, the ghost prank. The little girl pranked me. So that's my parent corner is. She got me. She got
oh, that's
me right
your parent.
Her.
But that's your little daughter ghost.
She let wow. me. She let me sleep last night. She did not come down to the room that I was in.
I hope she didn't hear this story.
well, no.
Yeah, House turns around. He's like distracted and hits his head. And what's weird is that's not the only time that's happened in that room. And you just
well,
jam
House
your
is
head
tall.
Against the
what are we talking thing. About? He's like 6'3" and a half, so he hit his
it
head
was
on a low
way lower
beam.
Than the ceiling, though. Like yeah. I couldn't possibly imagine it.
I would blame the fact that House is just an old man at this point and couldn't see where he was. But
I want to know where's the parental relationship in this parent corner story. This little the ghost girl was your daughter? Or is that what
apparently, I've adopted her now. Ben woke up like 5 days ago because. Yeah. He was having a dream that somebody was grabbing his arm, and he woke up and thought wow. somebody had been grabbing his arm, but nobody was there. And then proceeded to sleep with my wife because I wasn't here. Sleep with my wife for the next 2 days.
Wow!
Anyway, pleasant dreams to that house.
Hey, you're if not. If that happens, I'm coming to your bed.
Yeah. All right.
Haunted house. Make some room for you. Is his new name? Wow! I like that.
Sal, what do you have for parent corner?
All right. Well, mine's not as sexy as that, but you know, so my 9-year-old is playing fantasy football for the first time, and I think I told this part of it. Like, I wasn't at his draft; I was at our draft, Simmons in yeah. Hollywood when he had a draft, and so I made him a cheat sheet and whatever. So, he's 1-4, and he's very upset. And it's always the case that he's looking at the projections and he's winning after the Thursday game. And it's like, I'm like, all right, don't get too excited. You know, weird stuff could happen. I'm like, let me fix your lineup a little. Let's put Geno Smith over Howell and Carr, and Montgomery's good here, and pick up the San Francisco kicker. Yeah, put him here. All bad advice, right?
Yeah.
Montgomery gets hurt. Howell or Carr did better than Geno Smith. Obviously, we know Moody, the San Francisco kicker, what happened to him. So he's at a party tonight, and my wife's at the party too. And she texts me, she's like, hey, Harrison wants to see his fantasy score. Can you go to his iPad and screen grab it? And I said, yeah, okay. And I look at it. He's losing 86-84, no players left. And I said, he's not going to want to see it. I don't want to send this. She's like, no, he really wants to see it. I send it to him. He comes home and he's furious with me. He's like not talking to me. He's like, I lost my fantasy game. I lost my flag football game. He lost some shuffleboard game at this kid's party he was playing.
Yeah.
He's what you would call a loser. So, but no, I don't know. So I don't know what to say to him. I was like, you have 60 more years of this if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And in multiple leagues. And you haven't even started gambling. So I think I need to teach him to start gambling. It's like when you force a kid to smoke. And so that they hate it.
It's more rapid fire 52 weeks a year. I think you have to. Because he definitely has the gene. He's basically, he's mini you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So my son, similar fantasy story, the first year he started playing, it was an auction, and it was Clyde Edwards-Hilaire's rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And I made him a list of like the top 10. I had Clyde Edwards-Hilaire pretty high. So that was like his big purchase. He still fucking brings it up. It was 2 years ago. He's like, well, I know I can't ask you for help. You told me to get Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. I'm going to be on my fucking deathbed. He's going to be bringing it up.
You're
remember that
the
year
deathbed
when he was like a $57 running
yeah,
back?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was my fault. Yeah.
I know. Oh, he and that ghost girl are going to strangle you in your sleep.
I know. Well, I'll tell her to go after him tonight.
Yeah.
My parent corner, I rarely get to do one about the dog, Murph. So we had some food. A couple people came over. Somebody brought donuts. Big thing of donuts. There's 12 donuts. And I think we tried to figure out after how many were eaten, and they were on like this little table that's in the TV room. And, you know, Murph, he was kind of circling the table a couple times. You always got to be careful for him, you know, and I just kind of lost focus for a second. And House was in here and we were talking about the podcast. He was packing his computer and I turned around and Murph was where the donuts were.
Oh.
Looking super guilty and was already slinky and was like, oh shit, he caught me. And I see the donut box. He had somehow nudged open the box with his nose to get in the donuts. So I was like, did he eat a donut? So I smell his breath. It reeks a donut. So now I'm trying to figure out how many donuts he ate. So now I have to text everybody who is here like, hey, did you have a donut? Did you have a donut? My son had 2 donuts. We think there were 5 donuts left. And these were like big donuts. And by the time I caught Murph, there was only 2.
Ooh.
So when you talk about the poop-fecta that we do on Guess the Lines, there's going to be another poop-fecta tonight at about 3:30 in the morning is him having diarrhea. So meanwhile, I have Guess the Lines tomorrow, you know, our biggest podcast where it's like 4 hours. I got to be on my game. And yeah. I know he's going to wake me up with a diarrhea shit at 3:30 in the morning. So that's how my day's going to... Yeah, House, you're just going to hear me screaming later tonight in the middle of the night.
Well,
and it won't be because of the ghost. It'll be because of the donut diarrhea shit. This dog's 3.5. When is he going to be a good dog?
Well, aren't you also concerned? Were they chocolate donuts? Like, chocolate's bad for dogs.
No,
right?
Oh, no chocolate.
Nothing will kill this dog.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like French cruller and, you know, those apple crumble ones. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really not going to be a good one for us. But as you get, like Rembert just got a dog. And he's like, it's so great. I love having a dog. And he's like, but man, you really... If you go anywhere, you got to like figure out what to do with the dog. I'm like, yeah.
It's a child.
Yeah. That's what happens with dogs. Yeah. And nobody tells you about the eating the donuts and shitting all over your bedroom part of the dog either.
Right.
House, you have a couple dogs.
We have 2 dogs. They, my wife is their parent. They sleep where she sleeps. Like, you know, half the time I sleep in a different bed in the house altogether. I don't want
to
be
get away from
bed.
All 3 of them.
To get away from the dogs. Yeah. Yeah.
We have 1 and I named it Super Dave
right.
Osborne.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And I think he's made 3 noises in the year and a half that we've had him.
He's a pretty good hang.
He's
barely
a dog.
Doesn't really say or do a lot.
Nothing.
All right. Today's Parent Corner was brought to you by CarMax. Parenting is always going to be a little tricky and filled with split-second decisions, but buying a car doesn't have to be with CarMax. You can take a full month up to 1,500 miles to love your car or return it. That's the 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more and find a car you'll love today at CarMax.com. Sal, tell us your MBA thing now that we're at
all
the
right,
tail
so,
end of the pod.
All right, so, you know, I'll be ready. I won't be as informed as you guys, but I was looking at Clutch Player of the Year. First of all, do you have a vote for Clutch Player of the Year?
I vote on all that stuff, yeah. I'm interested to see who you like, though.
Well, I want to know what it is, really, because it says, like, De'Aaron Fox won last year, right?
Yeah.
And it says, I looked it up and it said the voting was a runaway. Fox, who led with 194 clutch points, got 91 of 100 votes. But then I read something that says it's actually based on clutch points, which is defined as the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime when the score is within 5 points. So why do they need to vote on it if it's just a tally of points?
Well, no, it's not a tally, but I think people for the clutch, they look at that. How people put that, there's a stat where it's like, if the lead's less than five,
yeah,
less than 5 minutes in the game, and they have all these stats about field goal percentage, points, and Fox did really well in a bunch of different ways with that. And I think he was a pretty easy vote last year, but it does seem pretty arbitrary.
Yeah, I'm looking at Embiid and Jokic at 18 to 1. Like, wouldn't they have a lot of clutch points if you go down low to those guys? Am I simplifying it?
Well, it seems like you're almost better off if it's a team in like the mid-40s for wins that's in a lot of closer games versus like Denver, half of their games, they win by 20. Sacramento was just in a lot of close, fun games last year.
Yeah.
And Fox was always like doing stuff. So I think that was a piece of
all right, I'm going to look
at
that.
You have any thoughts, House?
Don't bet that. It's a made-up award. It's completely, it doesn't make any sense for the reason that you just explained. It's a completely quantifiable. You can take the four or five different inputs that measure clutch. It's not, doesn't require any subjective input.
Well, that's why I'm thinking we might have an advantage here. Plus, we have a buddy here that votes on these and can give us a heads up. That doesn't really ever do that.
How honorable I try to be.
I know
that.
You are.
I will tell
I
you this,
you
though.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. We won't talk about this for over under his house. So this is a good time to talk about this. They have the NBA in-season tournament winner bets.
Hmm.
And if you actually study how they did the tournament, everybody's in these brackets, right? And mm-hmm. then you come out of your bracket. The way it's rigged, it's basically you play everyone else in your bracket. So it's four games total. And the top, I think there's six brackets of five, the top six, and then two wild card teams. The way they constructed it.
That's easy to explain.
but the way they constructed it is it should favor the best teams. It's not like March Madness where it's like, oh my God. You know, Chicago beat Milwaukee. Can't believe that happened. Milwaukee's out. It's not like that. It's you win your bracket or your record and you keep going. So I was looking at the odds for it and like Milwaukee is plus 950 and the Celtics are plus 950. Phoenix is 11-1. Denver's 13-1. All the odds on FanDuel are too high. Like the Lakers are 13-1. And you figure like if you're just one of those final eight, which we can probably guess most of the final eight because they're all going to be good teams. There might be one wild card team where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe Orlando won their bracket. But for the most part, it's going to be the best teams. And then you'll get to the final eight and you could have a team. Yeah, you can hedge. You can have a team like the Celtics that'll be favored in every single game, mm-hmm. but you're getting them at plus 950 now. So I don't know. I want to study it more, but it feels like those odds are all too high. Because remember, House, we were saying with the NBA over-unders a month ago, when we first started talking about them, I was like, the West is too high. The wins are too high. They don't add up. Like there's too many teams that the playoff odds, they haven't fixed these yet. And then if you look now, the West, like I think like seven or eight or one win lower in the playoff odds. So I don't think they figured this out correctly yet.
Well, let me ask you this. Sorry, House, before you jump in. The only reason they would be high is if the teams didn't care about winning it and some players sat out. That's the only reason that jumps out to me why they would be higher. Is that a possibility?
That's exactly the challenge.
Yeah.
Like which of the teams as we enter this upcoming season is going to do what Utah did, for instance. Utah started last year 10-3. Mm-hmm. And we all had Utah penciled in as one of the worst teams in the league and sent it to try and build up more draft capital and stuff. Some young team that were kind of underrating over the course of the season might come out hot in November and just sort of be in position to be like, hey, there's a, what is it? $1 million? What's the prize? What the players get? They're like, $1 million.
It's more than that. It's like, I thought it was like, isn't it like 500,000 a player or something like
that? Right. There is a significant financial incentive.
So here to that point, the Celtics, here's who's in their bracket. They have Brooklyn, Toronto, Orlando, and Chicago.
Yeah.
We're all four of those teams. I don't think any of those four have even favored to make the playoffs. So the odds of the Celtics winning that bracket is pretty good being a high seed. So you get them at plus 950 now. And then once they get in there, there's eight teams. They'd only have to win one, two, three. That's it. So I don't know. That one jumped out.
They're only minus 150 to win that group you talked about. Yeah.
Because the Lakers they're in the same one with Phoenix, Memphis, Portland, and Utah. Like, that's way tougher. That seems like that would have more variance. And then Denver, I think, has Dallas, the Clippers, New Orleans, and Houston. But anyway, I wanted to study that because I don't think they figured out the odds correctly yet. Our friends at FanDuel,
they got a lot of shit. They have FanDuel. It's like who's going to go 4-0? Every team that go 4-0 has odds. That's fun. Cal Bridges 25 or more points.
The rookie of the year is interesting too because Wemby is still not a minus for rookie of the year. But wow. If you watch those highlights from the last 2 days, it's pretty bonkers. If it feels like if he plays 65 games, it's hard to imagine everyone else winning. But he's plus 110, Chet's plus 320, and Scoot's plus 370. The one I was looking at for odds, just for fun, trying to figure it out, was the most improved because everybody is 10-1 and up. Mm. But like House, your guy Jordan Poole is 14-1.
Yeah.
And like, what if he averages like 28 a game for the Wizards or something? 14-1 seemed like pretty good odds for that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to do it. Two years in a row, I've taken Zion as most improved. And now he's sitting there right for me at 120-1. I have to do it. I don't care what you guys
do. It every year until it happens.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He's going to improve.
Yeah. Shengun was 30-1. I thought that was a good one. And then Franz Wagner was the one that, I'm not just saying this because Cerruti's on here, but he was 30-1. And you know, he's year three for him and coming off the World Cup, I could see him really jumping. But
you're just saying that because Cerruti's on here.
So who do you like right now? And I know you're doing your picks on Against All Odds this week, but yeah. Are you leaning anywhere?
No, I'm going to wait for you to tell me Tatum's going to win MVP. And it'll happen.
No, I would not tell you
A week before Thanksgiving. No. I like Giannis at 6-1. And I don't even know why. I think maybe there's a little voter fatigue somewhere and it comes back to him where it worked against him going in. But I think 6-1 is a high number. That's wrong.
Jokic is plus 430. Mm-hmm. Curry is 14-1. I think he has to be mentioned. And then I would say the case for Tatum would just be if the Celtics were like 64-18 or something, right, House? I wouldn't bet it though.
Yeah, and that one is betting on Joe Mazz, which I'm not going to do.
You and me both.
The implied, you know, variable there is that Joe Mazz is capable.
It's funny, Embiid is plus 850, and I that's almost feels like a cross off to me. I don't like Luka's team. Yeah, the Giannis at 6-1 is a strong one, Sal.
Yeah, because you won't. I just feel like it'll be plus 360 in December. You know.
Yeah, if you're looking at long shots, maybe Booker at 22-1. Mm-hmm. If Phoenix was awesome. And he was like the catalyst of everything. And Durant missed like 25 games. And yet Phoenix still won 55 games.
Right.
Something like that.
I'm going to figure out this clutch thing. I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to figure out the in-season tournament thing because it seems like there's some inefficiency.
Right. We have our assignments. Yes. And House, you just figure out a way to steer clear of the Ghost Girls clutches. Simmons
I'm
and I
will wear a hard hat.
Has Wise Guys brought you guys closer, or are you exactly the same?
Let me tell you, I love seeing House in the morning. It's such a joy. I see he puts the jacket on, and I'm like, you know, things are going to be all right. I can go 0-6 today. Doesn't even matter.
It's literally why I did so bad today. I'm not here. I couldn't bring the jacket on the airplane.
Oh,
the jacket
right.
is my secret power.
They don't allow jackets on the airplane.
Well,
another reason
you
did bad
it.
Is you took Mac Jones.
No, I did that was just the other for reason. You. That was my present to you. You're always a good host. I come here, you feed me, you overfeed me. I knew exactly what I was doing with that Patriots pick.
All right, Sal, we can see you on Through the Ringer this week and Against All Odds and then Cousin Sal's winning weekend.
Yeah, I'm on with Tate. Tate's picking the Chargers. We're going to watch that game together in the Ringer, the Spotify studio there, that big theater. And we're going to be at each other's throats because he picked the Chargers. But I do have a bet boost on... Cousin Sal's odds boost on FanDuel. Dak 200 or more yards, fingers crossed, and Pollard to score a touchdown. I feel really good about that. Plus 170.
Oh, nice. Okay. House, Fairway Rollins done for the year?
No, we'll pop up here and there. We might even do one this week. Tom Kim won back-to-back out in Vegas. The young prodigy, Tom Kim. So congrats to him.
I haven't really been focused on Tom Kim. sounds great though.
You should draft him. He should be the next Patriots quarterback.
I'll see you for the big extravaganza. Thanks to Kyle Creighton and Steve Cerruti for producing as always. Sal, I'll see you next week. Good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
All right, that's it for the podcast. Thanks to Sal and House. Thanks to Neff Kyle for producing as always. Thanks to Steve Cerruti as well. I will see you in the Rewatchables on Monday. See you on this feed on Tuesday. At least a two-parter of NBA, maybe even three. Who knows? We'll see what happens. See you Tuesday. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. You can call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.